This is the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade.
I'm Kate.
I'm Arabella.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Eliana.
I'm Zoha.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Jade. And today, we're going to be talking about the Cubs getting into the World Series.
They haven't won the World Series since 1908, 108 years ago. And they haven't gotten into the World Series since 1945, 91 years ago.
We interviewed a couple people, and the first person we interviewed was Mr. Dan Lundak, and he was at the Cubs game when they got into the World Series. Here's his interview.
Hi, Mr. Lundak. This is Mrs. Burns' communication team, and we are also the podcast, The Chat, and our topic this week is the Cubs in the World Series, and since you have season tickets, we want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
How many games do you go to a year?
Well, I do want to say I don't have season tickets, but I do go to a lot of games. The number of games, it does vary. This year, I probably, during the regular season, went to about 10 games. And then I've gone to all but one of the playoff games.
Do you think the Cubs will win the World Series?
Oh, wow. I actually do think the Cubs are going to win the World Series. I thought that they were going to win the World Series ever since they lost in the playoffs last year. And then when they got some of the different players that they got this year, some of the different pitchers, I knew that they were going to go to the World Series and hopefully now win three more games and win the World Series.
And here is Arabella, and she is talking about the GOAT curse.
Most people thought the Cubs didn't go to the World Series because of the GOAT curse. The GOAT curse is this. There was this man with a goat on Wrigley Field, and the people that owned the Cubs said, "Get off our field." And then they thought that the people put a curse on them that brung the goat, and that is the goat curse. And we also did an interview, another one, and it was from Dr. Condon, who is the superintendent of all the schools in District 90. Now let's listen to his interview.
This is the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade, and we would like to ask you some questions about the Cubs going to the World Series.
I'd love to answer some questions about the Cubs going to the World Series.
How do you feel about the Cubs?
I think the Cubs are great. I haven't been to Wrigley Field yet this year, but we went to a game last year, and it was such fun to watch them play. There are some things about the Cubs that are really great, I think, that we all can be impressed with. They got to be such good players because they were really disciplined in what they did, and they practice, and they work hard, and they're really good because they play as a
team.
So that's a good lesson for all of us.
Who's your favorite player?
Okay, that's a tough question because there's so many good players on the team. I like Javi Baez. I think he's really great. He always seems to come through in a clutch. And Mrs. Condon, my wife, is a big fan of Rizzo. So he.
And this is Isabella and Eliana talking about the Cubs versus the Cleveland Indians.
So the Cubs are going to be versus the Cleveland Indians. We're really excited about it.
All right. Our third interview, our last interview, was Mr. Burns. And, yeah, he is the executive chef at Wrigley Field. So we asked him a few questions.
Hi. This is the third grade communication group from Mrs. Burns' class, and we're also the casting team of the chat, the podcast, and we would like to ask you some questions since you're the chef at Wrigley Field.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the chat.
All right. The first question is, what food did you cook the night the Cubs... what food did you cook for the Cubs the night they got into the World Series?
Let me see. What I cooked for them, I cooked some beef tenderloin with some potatoes, some macaroni and cheese with lobster. A lot of the players like buffalo wings, so I gave them some buffalo wings. And some eat kind of healthy, so I made sure I had some fish for them, that they like to eat fish as well.
That's all for today from the chat. Thank you. Bye.